Sunday night. Lady Shia Chavis Halavas. Sharon Vodas Halakim. Bayes Adiram. Sunday night. Okay. Something under the table. Is there wood underneath? No, it's cardboard underneath. Okay. It's cardboard underneath. Sorry.
Just water.
Okay, but if it's wood underneath, I learned from my wife.
Lots of leaks tonight. Lots of leaks. You have water now inside and
from the rain.
Okay.
Would the Rav like some water?
No, I'm fine. So, everybody got the 10 things? Everybody got all the lists?
No, I didn't. You didn't have it.
Oh, I still don't.
Okay, well, I have it in the safe
room. I'll have it
for this. I have a copy.
Yeah. Okay, so we finished Perek Zion, which is essentially going through the basic 10 ways of manifesting your Hakar Satov to Hashem. And we're really up to Perek Ches. We're ready to start Perek Ches. At the end, there's something worthwhile to say. Everything's worthwhile. But there's something worthwhile to make a point of noting at the end of Perek Zion. The last four lines at the end of Perek Zion, he says, "Umisha layochol lahosif avodus ha'elokim." Someone who does not increase his avodas Hashem, bervos tovos of as Hashem's chesed upon him increases. I was thinking today, you know what happens sometimes. Like we experience, the Chofetz Chaim also talks about this phenomena, and we don't always recognize it for what it is when it happens, because when it happens, it seems very innocuous and it seems so rational that we don't chap that what's going on is what the Chavis HaLovis is talking about and what the Chavetz Chaim is talking about. Let's say, sometimes someone buys a house. Baruch Hashem, they saved up money and they're able to buy a house. So that's a chesed Hashem, right? People consider it. They want to own a house. especially in Eretz Yisrael. But then what happens is then they say, okay, I just bought a house. You go to them for tzedakah, let's say, or for other things. So inevitably, this is my experience in a couple of years, they say, I just bought a house. it's true, last year I gave you this much money, but this year, I just bought a house, I can't give anything. So it's supposed to be the other way around. You're supposed to increase what you do for Hashem. If he showered you with the chesed and he enabled you to buy a house, you're supposed to say, how do I say thank you to Hashem? This year I gave 1,000 shekel, this year I'm going to give 1,100 shekel. That's what you're supposed to do. Instead, people say, I can only give you 800 shekel. Why? Because I just bought a house and I have expenses. And it's rational. They say, just bought a house and it's expenses, and all of a sudden I have this expense and that expense, and the lawyer fees and the brokerage fees and the Arnona bill and this and that. But it's the other way around. So that's what he says. Someone who does not increase his where does it come from? It's not a lack of frumkeit. We're all very, very frum, Baruch Hashem. It's all except for me. It comes. We're learning the Chavis Loves now for a few years already. A year or two about the Solo Kim, and it's so boring already. And it keeps saying the same thing over and over. But it's very hard to live. If you live with gratitude, then when you buy a house, the mind doesn't work in that direction. Oh, now I can't give so much tzedakah. Now I don't have so much time to learn. Now I can't do so much chesed. I'm running a house, and I have to. The mind works the way the Chayim Salvavos would like it to work.
Is this specifically tzedakah he's talking about?
No. About anything, whether it's increasing your davening with more kavana, or just doing more chesed, just increasing your, or even, you know, the Chavis HaLavas is, you know, even just thinking about Hashem. Chavis HaLavas is now talking just increasing your Avodas Elokim, whatever your Avodas Elokim happens to be. The truth is, the Chavis HaLavas would say your greatest Avodas Elokim is the feeling of gratitude. If a person, according to the Chayim Salvavos, if the person would go through his whole life or her whole life just with this overwhelming feeling of gratitude, thank you Hashem, I am indebted to you, thank you, that's Avodas Hashem par excellence, according to the Chayim Salvavos' world. That is what Hashem desires, that we should thank him, that we should realize that he is the source of everything that we have, that he is the source of our being and our well-being and our breathing and everything. So we thank him, and if we feel that in our gut, in our kishkas, that's Avodas Hashem. That is Avodas Elokim. That's Shara Avodas Elokim. It would be funny if we walked away from it and we wouldn't be able to answer the question. What is Avodas Elokim? Gratitude. That's what Avodas Elokim is. So now, if a person says, after all these years of scrimping and saving, I bought a house. So, Hashem, thank you. And he's looking for ways to express his thanks. That's the Chavis HaLavas' world. When you feel gratitude, you're looking for ways to express your thanks. And you have a problem. How do you do it to Hashem? You're not going to send him a Hallmark card. Right? So, like, what can you do? So you could say Psukah de Zimra with more kavana. There's such beautiful Psukim and Psukah de Zimra that express a person's gratitude to Hashem. And if you can just, would I say something wrong? What Psukah de Zimra?
Listen to Shel Shelah singing Tehillim.
Yeah.
Invoking
and you feel it, you have to feel it, but that's all. And in the Chavis HaLavas' world, that's Avodas Elokim. And then you want to pay Hashem back, and you can't. So that leads to a feeling of humility vis-a-vis Hashem, and that's great. And that's the Anova, and the Shar HaKniyah talks about that. And that's what Hashem wants you to feel. Hashem wants you to feel small. And we talked last week about the ego, and how it, I think we talked about it last week, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the week that I forgot to record this year. It's okay, today I did worse. I thought that was the worst I could do. I said the worst I could do, last week we sat, we had this great discussion about an ego and how it fits in with the modern psychology, that a person has to feel self-esteem, and we explained it vis-a-vis Hashem and vis-a-vis. And I didn't record it. I said, well, I can't sink lower than that. But today I did, I managed. By mistake, I erased a shear. I pressed the button when it was on the delete recording. So I managed to do worse today. Okay. These machines, they're very beautiful machines. These machines are great. But, you know, I am electronically challenged. That's it. So, I mean, I get it all the time, you know. I go to people for money, for various mitzvahs. But me, it's like money. I have mitzvahs. You know, they say, I just bought a house, I just this, I just that. And I'm laughing to myself because the Chavis HaLavas described this situation exactly as does the Chafetz Chaim. Like it's a classic. It's the exact opposite of the way you should react. But, okay, so that's what he says. And if you do that, Yeroi las modas ha-tova lo ha-myuchedas lo, he'll be worthy of tova that Hashem is showering upon him to continue, which, if you remember back a parak, got us into a whole pot of trouble, because if I'm aware of that, and then that's why I'm doing it, that's not so good. So that's when he finally settled on a list of things that you should do if you feel gratitude. Because he said it's just, he was going out of his mind, so to speak. The nefesh was like saying, I can't take it. I know I'm doing it because I want the good to continue. And that's terrible. Help! So he said, okay, just, I'll give you a list, and that's what we have, that's where this list was created from. But then he says, you know, it doesn't always happen. That's what I wanted to learn. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes the Tova doesn't continue. Sometimes things are going well for a person, and he does everything right, or seemingly does everything right, and then collapses, right? There are big Bali Tzaka that lost all their money. The things that happen in the world, there's no guarantees. We don't know how Hashem is running the world. We don't know how all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. Sometimes we see things very troubling, very tragic, very... It doesn't make sense. This guy is such a good person, and he devotes himself to others, and he's a good guy, and he learns so much, and he helps other people, and this should happen to him. Like, how could it be? And, you know, so he's not going to deal with it in one line that's left in the perek, but he tries, because he talks about it in other places in Chavis Halbavos. And this is a major issue that needs weeks and weeks of studying, why tragedies occur. Or if not why, but that wasn't a good formulation. Not why they occur, although we could talk about different reasons why, but how to deal with them when they occur. So that's what he throws in here at the very end of the parak. V'misiveno mimenu, if Hashem removes his chesed from this person, yilechem b'shnei dvarim. It's for one of two reasons. O limchos b'zeh avon shekodem lo, or it's indeed a kapara for a former avera, an avera that he has done in the past. Oh, I'm the exact opposite. L'shalim lo, because everybody did averus. I mean, there's no thing to be ashamed of there. Oh, l'shalim lo b'olam haba t'murasa mashu gadol v'yokar mimenu v'od defalei harbe. Right, if someone, again, the idea of schar v'onesh, where would you rather get it, right? So if we have Gan Eden in front of us, and we'd be able to smell it and see it and taste it and be like very aware of it, so we would choose Gan Eden over this world, right? Immediately, it wouldn't be in a Sion. We'd say, what would you rather have, you know, 30 minutes of pleasure in Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba? So Olam Haba is sublime, it's perfect, it's everything you would want. So maybe Hashem wants him to have more schar in Olam Haba, not some fleeting enjoyment or physical pleasure in this world. So we don't know. We don't know why Hashem does things. It could be for the guy's greatest good. He should increase his Olam Haba. It could be to get him off the hook with an Avera, let him suffer here. Hashem has his cheshbonos and reasons for doing things. That's part of our emunah. Is that kel emunah ve'ein avel? Hashem is just. Hashem is right. Hashem does things for a reason, not arbitrary. There's chesed in what he does, there's justice, there's din. We're not privy to it. If we'd be privy to it, it would be very geschmack. We probably wouldn't have any bechira left if we'd be privy to how Hashem punishes and how Hashem rewards. So it's emunah, that I said once, that's the biggest nisayon of all, is our emunah. We have to stay firm, no matter what happens. Right, with Eretz Yisrael is in a much worse position than 3 weeks ago. Like, the last 3 weeks have been it's very, very bad, right? If you look at a map, if you think we were surrounded before by enemies, now they're closing the noose. Hashem's closing the noose. This is mamash the way it was predicted in all the Nevi'im. They close the noose and then a milchama on Yerushalayim. But it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun. So you have to have emuna. That's what it says. The future, nisayon, the mother of all nisyonos, the nisyonon to end all nisyonos will be for people to maintain their emuna in the face of very troubling things, in the face of tragedies, in the face of troubling things. So we try to avoid that historical process by doing mitzvahs, by davening, b'chol yom sheyavo. Of course it's true that b'chol yom sheyavo. So we ask Hashem, you know, speed up the process. Okay, a little segue into the Yemos HaMashiach here. Perek Ches. Shar Avodos Elokim Perek Ches. Omer HaNefesh is a sakta b'refuasi. I gave you, we appreciate it. You told me how to heal myself. What's the Sur Meira? What's the Asay Tov? Telesi Aruchosi. And I became healthy. Vochachtoni, you showed me what's Emes. V'higdalta. Bishkafta ba'orech al refuasi, you watched over me. V'giliso cheshcha soivelos mi'olai, you didn't let me get mired in an avla. Okay, elashanisher alai adayin, I have one thing left that I don't get. I understand everything, but I don't get something. You have to help me with this last thing that's bothering me, that's nudging me. There's one thing that I can't, I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. If you'll heal me from its illness, and you'll magically be able to remove it from worrying me, I'll be saved from this greatest of all Tzoros, greatest of all problems that I have, the Eye Krovel Rafua Bikol Nigai. Amar Asechel Omaha Inyan Shu Etzlchak Ashazacharta. My goodness, this is terrible. What could it be? We just went through the whole Shara of this fellow Kim, and he told him how to fix himself up, and how to get better, and how to be a mensch, and a spiritual mensch. And he says, there's one last thing that I don't get. Okay, what is it? Omer HaNefesh, Mashamotzosi Bisforim, what's bothering me, what's nagging at me, is a philosophical question. See, till now we talked about how to live. Now he's mamish posing a philosophical question, a question of Machshava. What I see in Sforim, Me'inyan HaHechrich, that everything is Gzeiras Hashem. Everything happens because Hashem wanted it to happen, decreed that it should happen. Ba'gzeiru, ba'memshola, ba'hachefetz, shahakol elokim, b'chol ma'shebora. Mikofei, I guess that means from domeim, that's what we call domeim, b'tzomeach, v'chayu medaber. Hashem created everything and makes everything work, and everybody's lives and everything, all the occurrences of life are all dependent on Hashem. Hashem decides what's going to happen. He may shape and form it according to your neshama, according to your soul, but he is the sole determinant of what happens. That's the basic foundation of our emunah. Kamo shekosov kol ha-shechofetz Hashem osa, b'shamayim uva'oretz. We say that every day until... Not every day, every Shabbos, I'm sorry. Kol ha-shechofetz Hashem osa, b'shamayim uva'oretz. V'yomar Hashem emes u'b'chayim orit sh'ol v'yo'al. Hashem morish u'ma'ashir, mashbil af meromeim. V'yomar mizu omar v'tehi Hashem lo tzivo. How could it be? Is there anything that happens in the world that Hashem didn't decree? Mipi elyon lo teitze eroz v'hatov. V'omar yotzer orav v'richoshech ol z'sholom u'v'orei ra. Even evil is created by Hashem. Not like, what's his name there? The guy that wrote Kutcher. Not like Kutcher. He wrote a book. Okay. The Omar Hashem lo yivne bayis shav om luvon av bo. Im Hashem lo yishmor ir shav shakat shomer. The Omar shav lechem eshkim eikum achrei sheves. Ochle lechem ha atzovim ken yitin li didu sheino. The harbim im Hashem lo yivne bayis shav om luvon av bo. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis shav om luvon av bo. Mashayore kulo, what indicates and what shows and what says. Ki ha'odom b'shor ha'chayim, every human creature, Hechinam abore l'ziyun ha'olam hazeh. Hashem created them in order for them to populate the world and to build up the world and to do things in the world. The im yaniyim, and as Hashem moves them, as Hashem inspires them to do things, yanu birshuso, they are only doing, if someone invents a light bulb, he invented a light bulb at that point in time because Hashem put that idea into his head. Light bulb idea. Hashem wanted the light bulb to come out in that year, in that century, in that place. But it's all orchestrated.
Is that why sometimes you find several people coming up with the same invention?
Yeah, right. V'myanichem, and if Hashem doesn't want, and he leaves them be, yenuchu mima'aseyam, then they don't do it. K'mo shekosuv hu yashkitu mi'arshia. V'omar tashta p'necha yibahilun, tosef ruchom yigva'un vel afaron yishuvun. V'chol divi yavishonim. All the psukim and everything I see, all the philosophers, v'chol sefer moldim mikol inyan hazeh, they all agree, they believed in Hashem then, they weren't just plain atheists. It didn't make any sense to be an atheist to them, so they believed in Hashem, and they didn't have any machlok. Hashem controls everything. Hashem does everything. It's logical like that, and that's what we're taught. V'nimtza b'sefer haTorah, but we find in the Torah mashecholek olav, something not like that, a discordant note. Mashemore, that you have you can do what you want, that you are free to make choices and to act and to live your life. So they're up to you. And you choose what to do. You choose what you want to do. It's your ratzon. It's your bechira. And that's where you get punished. On one hand, there's tons of psukim that imply that a person will even do an aveira because Hashem had it in store for him. It was all mapped out. It was all planned out. On the other hand, we know that there's schar, onish, and bechira. V'huma shomer akosuv, reynosati lefnech hayom, ezacharim v'esatol v'yashamovitz v'yashara, v'omer v'chartu v'chayim, v'omer miyedchem hoysozos. You yourselves do it. V'omer kipoy lodim mishalim lo. Even the punishment is not from Hashem. The punishment, many times, is that you allow the consequences of the actions to flourish. V'yomar avol sodom tesalit darko. L'choma sheyesh b'sifreinu mitorah u'mitzvah u'musar more al biru inyan hazeh, that we control it and we decide what we want to do. V'chema sheyesh bo migvul ha'avoda v'onesh ha'aveira. That the Torah gives schar for avoda and onesh for being over it. Hakol morer ki ma'aseh adam u'nochem eilav. This all shows that a person has a choice, and Hashem doesn't tell them what to do. V'chi kavod alokim nokim itovasov v'ra'osov v'chitkosov u'mu'uvosov. This is like something that bothers me. When I look around, I see things happen that can only be from Hashem. And Hashem seems to be orchestrating everything that happens. On the other hand, when I look at the macrocosm, you know, when I look at the human being, I see people walking around. And nobody feels forced to do anything. Everybody feels free. V'nyin etzli kosher. V'hofek bein shneihu enyonim kosher mi'od. I can't juggle this. On one hand, Hashem is Hashem. Hashem's running everything. And on the other hand, Hashem seems to be out of the picture. When people make choices, history flows. Things happen. You got to tell me quickly, like, you got to give me the answer. You know, where can I be satisfied with this? So there's really a lot of books about this. This is a major philosophical issue with Bechira and Yediya. Omar HaSeichel. we see like an approach versus the seichel wants to calm down, relax. You're not the first one to ask such a question. It's not. Ein b'mesha zacharta, in all the things you mentioned, mikoshi ha'hafoko meishnei elu inyonim ha'nimsoim b'sforim, you're asking theoretical questions. You learned in this sefer that a person determines his own madrega and everything he does, and you learned in another sefer that Hashem okel ha'godol ha'gibor v'anora. So you have like this book contradiction. But that's no greater godel mimashi imotzu mimenu b'poil, but derech ha'bechina. Remember Gedosh ha'bechina, the empirical evidence. He says the steer is an empirical evidence also. Things don't look... It's not just theoretical. In our everyday lives, things are always getting messed up. Things are not working. Godel mimashi imotzu mimenu b'poil, but derech ha'bechina. Sometimes when you plan something and you work hard on something and you do everything right and it just doesn't go. Sometimes it doesn't go. You fail. Right? And sometimes he planned the whole thing and he... Behem Yerucha, they will tell you what to do. Ki yesh labori yisala memshelas olav v'shutachos masoro. Yatelo mashayach bo, so Hashem decides what you're going to have permission to do. V'yimne'eyu mimesh'enu chofetz. V'yirei l'chol mimenu gamzeh b'tznuas l'shono u'shimo u'r'oso. Certainly everything's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The freedom we see people have is a result of Bechira. Then Hashem gave them Bechira to choose between Ra and Tov. V'nirowe achar kach shagmul v'honesh omer molov kfi ma'asov v'tnuosov la'avodos olokim v'lhamroso. That is what calls for schar v'onesh, not some things you do, but only to the degree to which you're in consonance with Rosh Hashem or going against it. For orchu machlokes chachamim b'lfani ha'foko bein ha'hechrich v'ha'tzedek. But exactly how to cover the details of hechrich, which is inevitability, v'ha'tzedek, it should be just exactly how the general outlines I said already. Outline, I should say. But now we're going to get into more protim. Okay, I'm afraid I have to stop. I feel good. Okay, we'll stop here. So we have this major question, and he'll give a few answers to it. So put on your philosophy caps.